Hey everyone, it's Jeremy here. For this Friday, we have another preview of our most recent patron-exclusive bonus episode. In this case, it's just me and a bunch of records fielding a patron request for a new episode of Retronauts Radio. This is essentially a 90-minute radio program in which your DJ, that's me, looks back at some of the best retro game or retro game-adjacent music releases of 2020. This episode focuses specifically on vinyl releases, but you should be able to buy most, if not all, of these soundtracks on CD or digitally if you know where to look. Or you can simply enjoy them in the context of their original games. Given the musical focus of this episode and its patron exclusivity, I've done something a little different this time. This episode is presented as a high-quality, high-bitrate episode with much higher audio quality than usual. I've taken the time to rip these music sample selections from their original LPs, and the boost in fidelity should give you a clearer sense of the music than the heavy compression we use on the public feed to help conserve bandwidth. You can listen to the full episode now, and with much higher audio quality than featured here in this preview, by going to patreon.com/retronauts and subscribing to the show at the $5 per month level or higher. Not only will you get instant access to Retronauts Radio, you'll also be able to enjoy a year's worth of patron-exclusive bi-weekly episodes, plus the complete library of weekly This Week in Retro columns and mini-podcasts by Diamond Fight. That's patreon.com/retronauts. Rock on.
So, it's just like a very faithful tribute without being leaning too much on music that had come before. It's like trying to capture the essence of it, and it does a great job. Ishizuna mostly is known for his work on the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games, which, in my opinion, do not have especially remarkable music, but he really knocked it out of the park here. The second track on this side, Silent Howling 8-Bit, reprises a Silent Howling theme by Ito, but it doesn't sound like VRC6. It's more like MSX2 or something. I can't really quite place the sound reference they're going for here, but it's really heavy on sampling, like the sample channels, which is not something you would have heard on Famicom. So maybe it's meant to be like an X68000 or something, or possibly a PC9801. But anyway, some kind of vintage chiptune, and it's very effective. There's a break in the retro stuff with a theme of Tamako, which is written by Fujioka, and it's a very short piece, brief, but it's very fun. It's like pure wild 80s hair metal, trying to channel Joe Satriani or Eddie Van Halen. All right. And this is against a very weird boss who's like a visual K idol teenage girl riding around in a chariot playing an electric guitar. The weirdest battle in the game, and therefore the weirdest theme in the game. But it all fits together, and it's definitely, when you're just like listening to it in the context of this record, it definitely stands out and catches your attention. A couple of retro pieces from Yamane. The first is Brave Trigger, which is another VRC6 piece, and unlike the vintage stuff, the retro stuff that Ishizuna did, Yamane like straight up borrows some phrasing from Castlevania 3. are parts that, like, you could be forgiven for expecting it to segue into a piece that you, you know, remember from Castlevania 3. It's that similar. Whereas Sinister Sign, instead of going for the VRC6, this sounds more like the music from Haunted, or from, you know, Castlevania 4 X68000. There's just a distinct sound to the music here. Got a great bass line and a lot of, you know, swirling keyboards over the top. It does not sound quite so chiptune with its Castlevania classic style refrain. There's a call and respond bit of this piece that is like taken straight from Castlevania again, so Castlevania 3. So Yamane is definitely kind of cutting closer to the source material. But, you know, as someone who is really big into the VRC6 sound and loves Castlevania 3's soundtrack, I am okay with that. And then finally, the album closes out with a piece called Fear by Ito, which again is a VRC6 reference to Castlevania 3. And, you know, kind of more of the same, but the same is good stuff. So I'm not complaining about that. Now, for something completely different, the next disc in the lineup here is Ikaruga from Data Discs.